y'all. Welcome to the Heartland Podcast. I'm Julia Mitchell, and I am so excited to be sitting here recording this episode today. I've had this concept in mind for a show for a couple of months now. I actually shot the cover artwork. That's the cover of the podcast that you guys can see 3 or 4 months ago. And I've really spent the past couple months like honing in on the idea of what I want Heartland to be and making sure I would have the time and resources to be able to make this exactly what I want it to be. And I feel like I'm so excited to put this out into the world and share this with you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening, because I feel like this is a space that I know I've really needed for a long time, and I'm just really excited to open this up for other people to share their stories and other people to be inspired by, and I just think it's going to be a really amazing thing. So I'm super excited. This is going to be a little intro episode. I'm just going to share with you guys what Heartland is and what I want it to be and what you can expect from this show and tell you a little bit about myself. So my name is Julia. I'm currently a junior at Cal State Fullerton. I live in Southern California. I love all things social media, working for yourself, freelance, music. I've always been really inspired and love the idea that we can kind of create our own career path. I feel like I've almost always known what I wanted to do, like ever since I was younger. Whenever my friends would come over when I was like 5, I would like make them have photo shoots. Like that's what we would do for fun. And I would take down my shower curtain and use it as a backdrop because it had like a fun pattern. And I remember like styling all of my Barbies and laying them out and having photo shoots with them. And just things like that I've always loved. I've always loved photography and making videos and editing. Like that was just the coolest thing ever to me. And I think it's really amazing that as I've grown up, that whole like industry has kind of become such a big thing. And now there's YouTube and Instagram and influencing and this whole realm of like things I would do when I was younger for fun is a job now. And I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And I've always been inspired by that. I never would have thought that like 5-year-old me who would sit and read storybooks to my MacBook camera and record myself for no reason, like, would be a job one day. And so as I've grown up, obviously having a huge passion for those avenues, I've gone to like VidCon and online seminars and courses and all of this stuff. And I feel like every year in school, I was always just like searching for classes that would like teach me about YouTube and teach me about video editing and teach me about photography and Instagram. Like there just never was. And it kind of occurred to me, like, I'm a junior in college, and if you ask me like what do I want my job to be or what do I want to do when I graduate or what the rest of my life, like it would be those creative endeavors. And I almost don't know how to do it. Like there aren't really resources for people who want to pursue creative careers. I feel like I'm in a really great place to get a full-time job after college, but I don't necessarily know if that's what I want. And even if I do end up wanting to do that, I know I'll always want to do YouTube and podcasting and Instagram, and I just love storytelling and sharing. And at the beginning of this year, I kind of made a promise to myself that this is the year where I would put my passions and my creative endeavors before anything else. Because I feel like I would always take a position or a part-time job or get involved in something at school that I would put first. And then at the end of every year, I look back and think, oh my gosh, well, if I would have started my podcast this year, if I would have really committed to my YouTube this year, like imagine where I would be. And I always push it off because it's a hobby and I enjoy doing it no matter what. But like I said, kind of as I'm approaching graduating college, which is really weird to say, like I don't feel like I have the resources to be able to do what I want to do. And that's kind of my space for Heartland, is I want to talk about pursuing what you really want to do, not what you think you should do, not what your mom and dad are telling you to do and your friends, or what your college major is. Like, I want this to be a space to open up pursuing our passions and what we feel like we're here to do. And the thing I'm most excited about for this podcast is being able to bring people on who are doing those things. Like, I'm so excited for the list of people that I want to reach out to interview. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. I can't even wait to just hear their stories and get to share wisdom with you guys. So I'm really excited. But my like main goal and reason for starting is I want this to help you feel like you have the ability to pursue what's in your heart by sharing the stories of people who have done it and are doing it. Because I think sometimes, you know, we have these dreams in our head and we think, oh, I could never do that, or it's really scary, or I don't know how. And so I think it's really helpful to be able to bring people on the show who have done it and who are doing it. And it just makes you feel a little bit less crazy. There's a song by Andy Grammer that I love called Lunatic. And the main line is like, you can do this. You are not a lunatic. Crazy would be changing. And I have to listen to that all the time, because I feel like when you're really tapping into, you know, your honest and true intentions and passions that you want to pursue, like, it's really scary. And you're like, I feel crazy, because I feel like most people aren't doing that. But I kind of refuse to believe that everyone's dream is like going to work at a 9-to-5. And I feel like going through college and traditional education, that's kind of what they make it seem like. Like, I kind of had a conversation a couple weeks ago because I was so frustrated with that. And then this person reminded me, like, that kind of is the purpose of education. Like, that is the purpose of college, is to get you a job. And I kind of never thought of it that way. I was like, oh my God, like, you're totally right. I don't need to be so frustrated, because like, that is school's purpose. And so that's why I'm excited to create this space, because my purpose for Heartland and for creating a space like this is for that creative energy and pursuing what we want to and sharing those stories, because I feel like we don't have a space for that. And like I said, that's kind of what I've searched for in school for so long. I'm a communication advertising major, and I feel like it's definitely the best major that I could have picked for myself, and it's what aligns most closely with what I want to do. But like, it doesn't get to the meat. Like, it's just what I want to learn is never there. And it kind of just occurred to me, I mean, I've always known this, but like, I just have to go out and do it and find it myself, because it's never gonna be there for me. So I'm really excited about this. I have to share the tagline with you guys. I probably should have shared this first, but whatever. I came up with this, and I think it's the cutest thing ever, because when I was coming up with the Heartland theme, I feel like it very well combines my like California country self. I love, like, I'm born and raised in California, obviously, but I love like the laid back, beachy, very like honest vibe that California has. And then my family is from the Midwest, so I feel like I've also grown up with those Midwestern values that I'm so glad I did, and I love and I cherish that, because that's one thing that really frustrates me about California and like LA culture, is I feel like people just aren't kind, and it's very selfish and very fast paced and not very like kind. So I feel like it kind of combines like my upbringing and just like who I feel like I am as a person, as I feel like I very much have that California country vibe. So I'm very excited about the whole Heartland brand, and I have like my Instagram feed planned out. I'm just very excited. But my tagline is, Heartland is for the dreamers, doers, and dime store cowgirls. Isn't that just like the cutest thing you've ever heard? I'm so excited about it. But what you guys can expect from this podcast is interviews with people in creative fields, mainly social media, freelance, self-made positions. I would love suggestions and inputs. Basically, if there's anyone you've ever wanted to talk to, I will totally reach out to them. I would love to hear their story. I'm inspired by so many different types of people, and I just love hearing those like self-made creative stories. So if there's something that you've always kind of wanted to learn about and that piques your interest, I would absolutely love to talk to people that you admire. Like we kind of touched on, I feel like school has really failed us in regards to accessing and believing in our creativity and obtaining any job that isn't a 9-to-5. So this is kind of my journey to explore that. I just think creativity is the answer to so many things, and we're just not taught that. We're taught about memorization and to sit down and shut up. Essentially, we're not going to get into my education system rant because my friends have been down that road with me too many times. But I just want this to be a place where we grow our creativity, and I'm very excited. But I want to explore how people create careers around storytelling, photography, startups, social media, stories about how they started companies, blogs, brands, etc. Things that come from their heart, and learn about their journey to follow their passions so that we can do the same thing. So I'm really excited about Heartland. I would love, like I said, for you guys to send in suggestions or things that you would love to see, because I know it's just hard to tap in to what you really want to do and share those dreams with the world. It can be scary, and it can be scary to talk to people about it and find out about it because you just want it so bad. So shoot me a DM on Instagram and tell me someone you want me to interview or something you'd like me to talk about or dive into, because I'm really excited about this creative space and I think it's going to be so much fun. So that's it for this little intro episode. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast to see future episodes. I'm really excited about the interviews I'm going to have coming up. And also let me know if you guys like having a schedule for podcasts, like say uploading this every Friday or whatever, or if you kind of like the more spontaneous, like I'll post on Instagram when I upload and it's kind of a surprise. I kind of prefer that. But I know a lot of people like having a schedule. So maybe I'll do a poll on Instagram and you guys can let me know what you'd want to see. But as of right now, I'm kind of just going to pop it up whenever it's ready. You can expect weekly-ish episodes. I'm a junior in college, like I said, so got a lot of stuff going on. But I'm really excited. Thank you guys for tuning in to Heartland, and I will see you on the next episode.